Christine Brewer is widely recognized as one of the premier interpreters of Wagner's work. She studied, her mentor was Birgit Nilsson, who is widely regarded as one of the greatest Wagnerian sopranos of all time. One thing is, we don't hear a whole lot of Wagner's work here in central Kentucky because most of the opera we hear comes out of the University of Kentucky's opera program. No slam on them. It's just they're a younger program. And really, your voice needs to mature into Wagner. Christine Brewer was saying she didn't even start singing Wagner's music until she was 40. So we don't hear it a whole lot here. So this is a big chance with the University of Kentucky Symphony Orchestra to hear some of his work from one of the great artists.
Another older performer taking to the stage this weekend is Nate Evans, who was with the Temptations. They're doing a review at the Lyric in Lexington.
They are, and they're really looking back at David Ruffin and Eddie Kendrick, who were two of the great Temptations singers. You know, the Temptations had a number of singers go through over time, and those guys recorded some of the great hits like Heard It Through the Grapevine and songs like that. So those will be the sounds that will be filling the Lyric.
An event that's taking place also this weekend, kind of tied to Valentine's Day, even though the holiday is past us, is the Heart Ball. And it's tied to a UK professor who suffered a cardiac arrest and survived and now works to promote heart health.
And she specifically works to promote CPR training. Dr. Deborah Lander is the viola professor at the University of Kentucky. She was headed to a UK opera performance of Falstaff last February when she collapsed on the sidewalk with a cardiac arrest. It just so happened that several bystanders came over to try to help, and two of them knew CPR and began performing it on her immediately. And doctors credit her full recovery from this incident to the fact that people started performing CPR, keeping oxygen and blood flowing through her until the paramedics could arrive and take her to the hospital, where ultimately she did, you know, spend quite a bit of time recovering. But this was a real key. So she has become a real advocate for people to learn CPR, and her story is going to be featured at some point during the Heart Ball this weekend.
And finally, Project C. Project C Theater back in action this weekend with a production of Big Love.
Big Love for the Valentine's weekend. I guess, you know, since Valentine's falls so late in the week, we consider this Valentine weekend.
Valentine's weekend, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
For those of us who can't go out on a school night. Big Love is a play by Charles L. Mee. I'll be honest, out of all the plays I've seen at the Humana Festival of New American Plays at Actors Theater of Louisville, it's really my favorite show. It's such a cool script. It's based on an old Greek drama, The Suppliants, which was about 50 women who were betrothed to 50 men that they did not want to marry but were forced to marry. Mm-hmm. And in Charles L. Mee's interpretation, it looks at gender issues, issues of love and the endurance of love and all kinds of things like that. So, you know, Big Love sounds very romantic for a Valentine weekend, but it may be a little bit more thought-provoking than you're counting on, too.
Excellent. Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.